Hello and welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, Monday, we honor Ascended Master Paul the Venetian, who is the Chohan of the third ray of God's divine love, adoration, and devotion. Paul the Venetian is overlighted in the area of southern France, which is an etheric retreat. And Archangel Chamuel and Lady Charity has an etheric retreat over St. Louis, Missouri, United States of America. And Elohim Heros and Lady Compliment Amora hails over Lake Winnipeg in Canada. And they are all waiting for your heart calls to them today. They exemplify the color and vibrations of pink. Let us invoke the divine love flame of adoration in our lives today through our beloved mighty I Am presence, allowing for us to take a moment of silence as we acknowledge these divine beings of love. Ask the ministering angels of the third ray of heaven to assist you in the areas of relationships with family, relationships with your friends, your co-workers, and people you may or may not know. Ask that substance of divine love radiates out to the people you contact to bring forth healing, restoration, and resolve in the areas that you are struggling in your relationships with your family, your friends, and the people each day. Cast that net to cover your region in which you live, move, and have your being. Allow for that divine love to radiate out to the nation. And to the world also. Allowing for the blocks to be removed instantly. Now, as we call forth the violet consuming flame to imbue itself inside of our hearts as we also connect ourselves to the liberty flame to free us from all discordantly qualified energies that may be hovering in the atmosphere about us. Allow for the liberty flame to release all intentions that are strongholds. Cut free. Cut free. Cut free. All pain. Past hurts and unresolved issues that no longer serve a purpose in your life. Let us marinate on that. Through my beloved mighty, I am presence. Ask that all positive light produced by the sacred fire of the violet consuming flame and the power of the 3x3 shine forth inside of my comfortable space, inside of my dwelling, inside of my home, my heart, my community in which I live and abide, my nation, in this beautiful earth. I ask Archangel Chamuel to come, and allow for the love force energies to imbue itself inside of me now. Remove any and all distress, discomfort, and dis-ease, all of the wounds of cutting words that wounded me, all of the actions of individuals who wounded me emotionally and mentally. Release that into the light. The broken pathways that seem not to go away. We send it forth now. The light within, without now. To blaze, blaze, blaze through. Blaze, blaze, blaze the light through. Blaze, blaze, blaze the light through. All that is not within that frequency, all that shattering, negative denial of life's journey that brokenness. Releasing it now. Releasing it now. Releasing. Releasing. Releasing it now into that great light. 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 Prayer. To mighty I Am Presence. Those individuals who have been going through life with blinders on, those who have not acknowledged their own divinity, which starts their unique pathway to light. If they inherently accept and acknowledge their divine divinity, which is their Christhood, their own I Am Presence each day while they are on this blessed planet, I ask right now for them to wake up the very recesses that lie deep within the most intimate places within their hearts, allowing for the sacred chamber to open wide the door to their own Christhood within each of our hearts, and accept that the Creator is within us, shining His love, shining His light, shining His divinity upon us each day. We rise. We each have an opportunity to more quickly advance ourselves by acknowledging our very own I Am Presence. We are going through stages within our lives. You are constantly developing yourself. While in these developmental stages of learning, when you resign yourself to the knowing that the great I Am is within you, it begins a turn of events for you. This experience can be likened to the stages of development while going to school each day. Alice Bailey channeled the master Dijawal Cole in her book Initiation, Human and Solar, in which the master Dijawal Cole pointed out the probationary process. He states, "The probationary path precedes the path of initiation and marks the period in the life of a person when he definitely sets himself on the side of the forces of evolution and works at the building of his own character. He takes himself in hand, cultivates the qualities that are lacking in his disposition, and seeks with diligence to bring his personality under control. He is building the causal body, soul body, with deliberate intent, filling any gaps that may exist, and seeking to make it a fit receptacle for the Christ principle. This is very unique because we all have been living a life of struggle for the most part. Those who are disabled and have been born disabled may view life as very challenging because those having disabilities have greater hardships to face in life. Those who are ill and have been dealing with dis-ease for a majority of time while on earth have not learned the mechanics of their body to be able to suppress and or rid this disease, this dis-ease from the body system. Those who are struggling with other challenges that may have caused emotional and mental dis-ease have not learned the mechanics of their body also. No matter what the circumstances that have brought you to this place of unawareness, you have landed on this page at this appointed time and will receive what the Ascended Host are striving to instill in each one in preparation of the Golden Ages. This is in an effort to wake up humanity and prepare for the shifting of the ages. You must understand that you are going through a probationary period that are in essence called initiations. I have explained this process during our Seven Sacred Weeks series with the Ascended Masters of the Light. All of this may seem to you to be trivial or of no importance. Those of you who will feel this way are given a choice. This is your free will choice. Your free will choice to accept or not to accept this communication and go about your life in your ordinary fashion. Those of you who choose to follow in this light of instruction will gain so much more and will be ready for the light that will be coming to the planet. This shift will determine whether you remain on Earth assisting others with their path, or if you decide to further your ascent into higher realms of consciousness and light. Most choose to assist humanity, and you are able to continue on with your service work for humanity. And while in service, you will be progressing on with new advanced levels of learning and being offered new ways to advance humanity. In reviewing what the realms of light are offering the planet now, most light workers have been given their assignments at inner levels. They are in preparation of this shift and already know consciously what it is that they are tasked to do once this shift occurs. Most of the devotees in their prospective religions have been preparing themselves for this shift also for many ages and cycles upon cycles. What they do not know is that their beliefs will wane the process because all religions will come into an awareness and all old programming will diminish and fade away as our journey will go through the ebb and flows, or receding and decline, which is another vastness to which our current science is now in the process of being enlightened by the uniqueness of our consciousness. Because they are learning that we are uniquely created. And it doesn't matter if we live on different continents of the world. We, humanity, is awakening into greater light. That means that darkness will fade away. Darkness will fade away. Darkness will fade away. And we will start to advance into our divine, true essence of our higher soul self, which is our I Am presence. You all must cognize your own unique divinity now. This is the only way to your higher soul self and recognizing your true essence of being. This is the first initiation to enter into this realm of self-realization. You must understand your own true nature. This is your probationary path and journey to the realms of the unknown about yourself. This is where you will start to recognize and grasp what it is about you that you have lost. Looking deeply inside of you, you will learn the triggers of what makes you upset, what makes you angry, fearful, sad, depressed, and annoyed. To be able to adjust this conditioning into a composed state of being, where you are adjusting the upset, aligning it with greater light, and not being in this state, but sending greater love into the upset state, sending greater love into the angry state, sending greater love into the fearful state, sending greater love into the sad state, sending greater love into the depressed state, sending greater love into the annoyed state. And as you send this greater love into these states of being, call on your mighty I Am presence to correctly fix and adjust this state of being, to know that when you are in these states of turmoil, mighty I Am presence will come quickly and adjust this change and reorder the mood of the day. This is being aware of these conditions within the body to bring a more harmonious balance into the body temple. You have arrived at becoming a spiritual aspirant while on the path to self-mastery, because you have entered into this realm of perception and wisdom of your divinity. Once this occurs, a master and his disciples will know that you are advancing to this level of spiritual aspirant. In this realm, it is called the Halls of Learning, and you will go through classes that will be held by initiates of the first and second degree for accepted disciples. And those who are on probation between the hours of 10 and 5 each night throughout the world. As I previously stated, if you have gone to school or a college, the Halls of Learning is likened to this structure and system. Classes are at certain hours. Examinations, lectures, experiments, and other works are performed as you progress forward. As you pass your test, you are graded and recorded with all aspects of your development. And as this is happening, we are recognized by the radiance of our light. As we progress forward, we are graded according to the degree of the light, the frequency of vibration, the clarity or the pitch, and the precision of the color of our aura. Most often, training is being given to an individual who is on probation without his or her knowing it consciously. There are a few things that an individual on probation may know, and that is that there is an increase in your mental activity. There is an increase receptiveness to thoughts and ability to foresee the plan of the spiritual hierarchy. And there is an increase psychic sensibility. Those individuals who seek the initiation through their discipleship will in turn have the increased ability to assist and bless others and will discover the answer to their desires. You must not have selfish motives. Some initiates are not true initiates. They lack a desire to achieve. They look at this as not being real, and their personalities hinder their progress. When I started out years ago, I was unaware, as most of you. I was challenged because I was a devoted Christian with limited understanding of my Christhood. I just knew that the Bible taught me that God is on the inside of me, and I was happy with that. However, one night, when I was heavily burdened by the challenges of this world, I surrendered to God my heart and asked Him to help me because I needed assistance with the problems I was dealing with. But I also referred God back to the Bible passage which states in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, it is He that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." The words that He would never leave me nor forsake me was etched in my being. I didn't know all and I wanted to learn more of what I didn't know about the Bible. Jesus and his many pilgrimages. The mystery school teachings that Jesus went through, as I remember it today. It was a powerful prayer that was sent up that night and answered. And so that is what started me on the beings of light showing me, because I asked to be shown. I ask for this new exploration, and I ask for this journey. And so that desire to want to learn, that desire to want to grow, that desire to want to foster all that the Lord God has in store for you is what I had on me, because I had had enough of the challenges of this world. I had had enough of struggling day in and day out. I had enough of just having the woes of life come down on me. And I wanted so much for a light that was truly in the darkness of what I was going through to be shown. And so all of what I am saying is that you must ask, seek, and knock, so that that opportunity will avail itself to you. And the beings of light, once you have that strong desire, that strong commitment to self, and you're asking for the assistance. The Lord said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And so you must adhere to those words as I did. And so let us move on. I just wanted to share that little nugget of how my initiations got started. The initiation shows the origin of the soul. Life has been energized. The initiations, the first initiation, deals with the throat chakra or center. The masters view the first initiation as admission to the path. The first initiation could be likened to the life of Jesus, which indicates the birth of the Christ, or the birth of the Christ life. The souls of initiates of the first initiation are beginning to be controlled by the Christ consciousness, which is the consciousness of responsibility, the consciousness of unconditional love, the consciousness of service. Lord Maitreya, who was Jesus's teacher, Lord Maitreya is the head of the spiritual hierarchy. And he is the hierophant for this initiation. 1/4 of your physical body is composed of atomic matter after this initiation. So that is important. As I review my life, I can only but surmise the undertaking of such an import that was bestowed upon me from that night to today, over 25 years ago. And when I awake in the morning, I awake with a new song for life that is always a beautiful keynote. being played in the heavenly realm and within my heart that cannot be removed because my path that I live has been written in my book of life. Each one has a creative center that allows for this great gifts to be expressed upon the planet. As I remember my initiations years ago, it brought me to many lightworker communities and family to last me my lifetime, because each one holds within himself or herself their innate ability to play their divine keynote for others to grasp and catch the wave of their soul song, to rise to their occasion of their divinity and continue playing for others to learn and grow while listening and becoming inspired and to open up their gifting that their higher soul self has locked away for them to open up and receive their gifting to help and assist others during this amazing time on the planet. I am just one out of a sea of many who will enlighten, instil, and bless all with their gifts to harmonize and radiate through the sounds of life and love. Till next time, we will learn more of the initiates on the path to self-mastery and their abilities to assist others. And so, the gifts that you may have instilled inside of you are waiting to awaken. And they could be telepathic, clairvoyancy. They could be your gifts that you can see. The gift of hearing, the gift of sight, the gift of mind. All of these gifts are being bestowed upon the planet now through our divine divinity in the heavenly realms of light, who are waiting for us to arise and awake to these great shifting of the ages. And so our prayer for today, when you call forth to God, you direct your call to within your body. The presence of God is at the center of your mind. And there are many sections of the mind or levels that are within one's personal subconscious mind, which is the storehouse of one's mental patterns. They light up like interstellar space and stars that radiate and shine forth their beautiful light as you give attention to your presence on the inside of you. Remember to blaze forth that pure white light of your being to cover all of your being, north, south, east, and west. Blaze the light of a billion suns throughout your being, world, and affairs today. Let us state our prayer now. In the name of my beloved, victorious, mighty I Am Presence within me, my beloved Holy Christ Self, and beloved Jesus, I pour forth all my love and gratitude to my very own body elemental. I now command my body elemental to arise, awake, and take complete dominion over every imperfect condition and imperfect pattern which may be manifesting within my physical body. Beloved body elemental, I now command you to change all negative aspects of this pattern into positive aspects of the divine light and love under the continued directing intelligence of my Holy Christ Self, beloved Jesus the Christ, Master Hilarion, Paul the Venetian, and the immaculate pattern of my life stream, released from the heart of my very own beloved mighty I Am Presence, which is my restorer, which is my regenerator of life, in the name of my mighty I Am Presence, of God, which I am, and by and through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I decree I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, and body, mind, soul, and spirit. I decree I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, in my body, mind, soul, and spirit. I decree I am God's perfection, manifesting new patterns of positivity to flood my being and world forever, in my body, mind, soul, and spirit. It is done, and so it is. Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am, Almighty I Am. And for today's affirmation, this day, I bring forth in everything that I do consciously all perfection of the light of God that never fails to assist me on my path with new patterns of perfection for myself, and positively change my thinking differently than I have before. I am divinely directed to do all things better than I did in my past. I am divinely directed to do all things better than I did in my past. I am divinely directed to do all things better than I did in my past. Thank you, mighty I Am Presence, for your guidance and love on today. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Ooh. We thank you for supporting our beloved destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Thank you.